You're listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, a conversation between two great friends with over 70 years of ministry between them. Ministering on opposite sides of the border, Dr. Al Stone is the General Director of Bearing Precious Seed Canada and Pastor Emeritus of the Bible Baptist Church in St. Thomas, Ontario, Canada, while Pastor Dan Wolven pastors the North Columbus Baptist Church in Columbus, Ohio. Listen now as Al and Dan review and relate their experiences in hopes of helping others who are taking an interest in ministry. Now, here is Tim Talks.
Welcome to Tim Talks.
Sounds like that cup is getting empty.
It's getting down towards the bottom for sure. It sounds a little hollow. Yeah, we've banged them out today, and I've drank a lot of coffee. It's getting a little chilly.
Oh, I get it.
We'll finish.
I've been talking a lot, yeah. And you've been getting very sleepy.
That's what it is.
Now you know exactly how our church members feel.
yeah, I know. They got it. Hey, listen, let's go through today how we would deal with talking to different folks about the Lord. Let's start with children, teenagers, and adults, go in that order, things that would maybe be different in doing that. And I would premise this today by saying that if you're going to talk to children, you better be careful how and where you do that.
Oh, yes.
The days of walking up on a street and saying, hey, you know, I want to talk to you about Jesus. Those days are gone. They're gone.
Well, you better make sure to that children. Child... Yeah.
Yeah, to children.
Right,
yeah,
right,
for sure.
Right.
You got to be careful. A lady may have more liberty, but if you're at a playground or something, you just have to be careful, especially as a man. It just does not look good today. So in a church setting, you know, in a family setting, maybe you're in a familiar setting, you have that trust, but be careful about that. How do you begin by talking to children about the Lord?
Well, I have never in my life ever gone up to a child that I did not know that was not in a church service and invited them to trust Christ. I may talk about the Bible. I may invite them to church, ask their mom and dad if they're allowed. First of all, I try not to talk very much to them. I want to talk to an adult. Mm-hmm. I want to talk to a teenager. I want to talk to somebody who is not concerned that I'm, you know, possibly a potential threat, you know.
Yeah. Predator,
so
yeah.
I have never. The unfortunate thing is you can talk a child into a lot of things. And so whenever I deal with a child, I want that child to have such a knowledge of an understanding of what salvation is, that they can basically give me the gospel. That's how I want them to understand it.
Yeah. I would say that, you know, children, as they get, you know, a little bit older, 8, 9, 10, 11 years of age, children can talk to children. We need to encourage our kids to talk to children about the Lord.
Amen.
And invite them to know the things of Christ. And we've had kids in our church that have said, hey, I went to school and I talked to my friends and they got saved. And,
amen.
You know, those kids will come to church. And parents that have had, you know, sleepovers and invited kids to come over and then their kids talk about the Lord then. Those kind of things. Those have been awesome things. I think when you talk to a child, you have to remember today that most children are not growing up in a home where they know who Jesus is.
Right.
They're not reading the Bible. They're not going to Sunday school. And you're going to have to start at a very simplistic start of, you know, what the gospel is and who Christ is and why we need Christ. And you'll have to start there with children today. But, yeah, definitely an opportunity. What about teenagers? You spent a lot of time with teenagers. What was the best avenue or some of the best avenues that you use to talk to teenagers?
I love talking to teenagers about the Lord. I really do. They're going to be generally the ones that are going to be the most honest with you. And so I love it. I just talk to them like up here. Now, I don't worry about, you know, I mean, goodness, I got gray hair and wearing bifocals. And so I'm not going to be coming up, you know, yo, dude, how's it hanging? You know, and I'm not going to try to be something that I'm not. I am not their age, and I probably may not quite comprehend all the lingo. I'm just going to say it. I'd like to think that I'm younger than I am, but I'm not. I'm going to be me, and I can joke around, I can goof off, I can, you know, poke fun a little bit, you know, just to let them know that I'm just a normal human being, and you're a normal human being too. And generally I'll ask some things about, you know, where they go to school, what they like, you know, in a non-threatening thing that I'm trying to get this information. But and then depending on what they're saying, what are your plans for the future? That always works out great. What are your plans for the future? And then, you know, say, well, you know, one thing that you need to plan for the future is, unfortunately, we're all going to die. And you can go right into, you know, so that is a good statement that I've found to be very effective. You know, once somebody, because they're thinking after graduation, they may be thinking a long way down the road after they graduate from college. But I want them to think a lot longer. I remember when 21 was really old.
Oh, yeah. Ancient. Yeah, definitely don't try the lingo. You're losing it there. You got to ask, you know, are they lit? Are you lit? that's the lingo you want right there.
Hey, listen,
what's
man.
Up, my brother? Are you lit?
By the time you and me get those words and we get them down, they've already moved on to something else.
Long gone. Yeah, you're not kidding. I will tell you that teenagers love to laugh.
Yes. Yes,
if you can get them laughing, you've got them. You've won them.
Yeah.
And especially if there's a crowd of them, if you can get the girls on your side laughing, the guys will follow. And so I, you know, like you, use humor many times in talking to young people. And at first they'll be a little timid, a little shy because, we're a little bit older. But if you can just nut around with them and let them know, hey, I'm a real person. I like to have a good time. I like to laugh.
Yep.
You can break a lot of barriers there and get in. And then I'll tell you what works with young people. Ask them something. Ask them about them. Like you said, you know, what are your plans? Genuinely listen to them.
Yes.
They love that.
Oh, absolutely.
They love it.
Great point.
You know, get their opinion. Get their opinion on something. I love to ask kids today, do you believe in evolution? And, of course, 99% of them say, oh, yeah. I say, you know, why? And they don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what's right. And starting that conversation and talking about, you know, those things. I ask them, look, can I ask you a question? Evolution. I don't really understand it. Where did everything come from? Oh, you know, explosion. I say, where did those gases come from? You know, where did the molecules come from? That stymies them because nobody ever puts that to them.
Yeah.
And then that opens a door to, I believe there's a creator. And there you go.
Amen.
And you start off. So, yeah. Don't try to fool teenagers. You won't fool them. And you better give them facts because they're going to check it. They're going to go to Google and they're going to check. So you better have facts.
You know, and besides genuinely listening, I think the other thing is don't lecture. Because any adult that's going to be talking to a teenager, the teens immediately think, okay, what's this guy going to tell me that I have to do? Because I'm not doing it. It's one thing to, you know, this is what God says we've all got to do. But if we begin, you know, that approach, if you begin talking and communicating in a bossy kind of demeaning kind of way, forget it. They're not going to listen at all.
Mm-hmm. Or condescending.
Yeah.
If you're condescending to them.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Teenagers today, and I think most people today, want to have input. They want to be able to provide answer. Ask a lot of questions and allow them to have an answer. It may not be the right answer for us, but that's their answer. And in listening, you're learning. You're learning who they are and what they are and going from there. Let's move up to the college age. How do you address a student? You've got a lot of students there in Columbus. How do you address those students? How do you start that conversation with them?
Well, that's where normally with them, and of course you said it works great with the young people, but with them asking their opinion on current events and asking their opinion. I mean, you know, they're receiving all of this information. They love to talk about what they think and philosophy and all those kind of things. And so I think that's a great opportunity, you know, to be able to do that is beginning to ask what they think.
Yeah. I find with that college age, Again, I like to, depending on who you're talking to, but I will say to a young lady, are there any good guys left in this world? Are there any gentlemen left in this world? Oh, man, that opens a floodgate, because they'll tell you, no, there's not. And I'll talk about, you know, my mother raised me to be a gentleman, and I think ladies deserve roses. And, oh, man, most of them love that. For a guy, you know, I'll talk about, you know, what's a real man today? Who's a real man today? Describe to me what a real man is today. And they have some great, you know, thoughts on that.
Yeah,
kind of
they
stuff.
They have my picture in their wallet. They say him.
They do. And they say, look at this dude. Look at this dude. Wonder how his platform shoes are doing.
He's lit.
He's lit. No, he's a twit. He's a twit. Oh, man. Yeah. So those kind of things. And I think, like you say, political, sociological, those questions, those guys will talk about those things. And I think the big question for a lot of teenagers and college age surveyors, you know, the issues of the day. What do you think about smoking weed? What do you think about abortion? What do you think about the transgender movement? Those kids have opinions, and we would be surprised how many of them have the same opinion as us. They just never have a platform to be able to voice it. Or they may say something that, you know, they're more genteel, or they're more accepting, but they don't agree. And that, to me, has opened a lot of doors.
Hey, you know what has not worked for me at all on campus? This has blown my mind. Is whenever you ask them, so you think the Buckeyes going to win Saturday, or something about the football team, that is like a lead balloon. You'd never really believe it. Now, on game day, everybody's all in. But any other time other than game day, it's like, I got more important things in my life going on, you know, than just come to me and talk about the football game or the basketball team. So, man, I was really surprised.
Well, and I think at Ohio State, like, really, is there a question? How are they going to do? They're going to win. That's the answer is already there. So,
hey, you know what they do like talking about as well? You know, people that are away from home, they like talking about home.
You know, absolutely.
Find out where they're from.
Yeah,
I've been through there. You know, I know where Painesville is, or I know, you know, regardless wherever in the state. After being here 37 years, I've been in a lot of areas and for a lot of different reasons. And so it's neat to say, is that restaurant over there, or you know, amusement park or whatever it is that gives you a little bit of a connection. Because when they're away from home, they like home. When they're at home, they hate it.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Adults, anything different for adults in talking to adults about the Lord?
I try to be respectful. If I'm at somebody's office, I'll mention about being saved. I'll mention about knowing Christ. But I don't take time in somebody's office. I don't want to waste a professional's time in their mind. By, you know, going through the gospel, I'll talk about being saved and, you know, leave them a track or something. But, you know, unless they're receptive. Now, I've had doctors that have been Christians, and I talked to them. And, man, my one Methodist doctor, he wound up dying about 8-9 years ago. But, I mean, we had great conversation. He'd always talk about what's going on at his church and what kind of ministry got involved in with the teens and all kinds of things. And it began because it just opened up the gospel to him and asked him if he knew the Lord. So, but generally, I try to be respectful of their time, and I'll talk about, you know, being saved, being Christian. Of course, they think that it's normal for me because we're preachers and we're supposed to do that, you know.
Right. The biggest thing that I've found that's been such a help to me, two things. First of all, I ask people, hey, you got a great job, nice car, beautiful home, nice looking family. Do you ever feel like there's just something missing in your life?
Hey, man, that's great.
Oh, my. It's a great question. I'm telling you, that's very, very effective. And then the other thing I've done is I have made a video And I had business cards made up that just have a link to that video, either YouTube or on a website. And I say, hey, listen, would you take 3-4 minutes and check out a video? I made a video. I want you to tell me what you think about it. Would you listen to it? Would you watch it and tell me what you think about it? That's been effective too. The business cards fit right in your wallet. You know, they're easier for people to carry. People love videos. YouTube is the sensation. And there's not a kid on this planet that hasn't watched a YouTube video. I would say there's not many of us that haven't watched a YouTube video of some type, whether to fix your car or, you know, where to find the best deals. Man, do up a YouTube video and put it out there and say, hey, you know, I don't have time to talk to you in your office, but if you'll take 5 minutes on your lunch break or 5 minutes when you go home, tell me what you think. So those kind of things work pretty good.
It's good.
Hey, whatever works. Let me ask you a question. Whatever works.
Do you normally have a New Testament with you? Give me a percent of the time that you carry a New Testament with you.
100%.
Oh, wow.
I'm on my phone.
Well, yeah. On my phone. No, I'm talking about the actual New Testament.
I know.
You know.
I know. No, never. Never.
Yeah, I'm about 60% of the time. I try to keep one with me, but that's it, man. I mean, first of all, you've got a lot of verses memorized, and secondly, it is available right there on your phone.
Yeah, I use it all the time. All the time. And people relate to it. And
now,
you know,
a 70, 80, 90-year-old person, they wouldn't really appreciate it very much. But anybody who works on a phone for business, you know, so you're talking about 60 or less, they're not insulted whenever you show it on your phone.
No. And even people that are older appreciate that I can blow it up so you can see it. I can do large print on my phone immediately.
That's true. Yeah.
And here's part of the thing is I don't wear a suit jacket anymore. I used to keep it in my suit jacket pocket. Now I don't wear suit jackets anymore during the week. So I don't have that. And it's cumbersome to me to carry it around. And that's not a disregard or disrespect for the Word of God, but it's just that's just the fact. So to have that phone available, I will do that. I do keep it in my car. I've got 3 Bibles in my car.
Yeah.
And keep them all the time. And I've used those. And I'll run to my car and get it if it's available.
Mm-hmm.
So I do that. Yeah, I do that.
Yeah, that's one thing that's different. I would say probably, before I even came here, let's say 17 years or older, I always had the Bible with me all the time. If I was refereeing a ball game, I'd put it inside a plastic bag and have it in my duffel bag. You know, I mean, I always had my New Testament with me. Now,
right.
I mean, I was just thinking about that the other day. I keep a New Testament in my car. I keep a New Testament at home. And, you know, I basically, that's it. You know, whenever I get out, I'll take it. But I've got my phone with me all the time. And, of course, we've got a lot of scriptures memorized, too.
Yeah, yeah. I do carry tracts, and I do carry those business cards all the time. I have those all the time, so I'll do that. Well, listen, anything we can do to talk to people about the Lord is a good idea.
Amen.
And if you've got something that's successful, we'd love to hear about that. Would you please email us? My email is dralstone@gmail.com, no period, D-R-A-L-S-T-O-N-E. You can see it on our website. Give the folks your email address, would you, Brother Wolven?
TallestmaninTheWorld.com.
Wow. Wow. Number one, that's not true. And number two, that's not an email address. That's a website.
Pastor@mynCBC.com. NCBC for North Columbus Baptist Church.
There you go. So contact us and let us know. We'd love to hear from you. This is Brother Al Stone, trying to win a nation with the gospel of Jesus Christ in every home. We're doing well. We're doing well. The Canadian Gospel Project is doing well. If I can be a help to you to encourage your church to be a part of that or to reach your area for Christ, contact me. I'd love to hear from you.
This is Dan Wolven asking the Lord to help me to be concerned about each person that I meet.
Amen. Awesome. This is Tim Talks. Now it's Tim time. Let's take what we've heard and let's use it. Let's tell somebody about the Lord today. Before you go any farther, somebody that you could talk to today, reach out and let somebody know you care. That's all it takes. This is Tim Talks. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Tim Talks, Taking Interest in Ministry, with new podcasts added each Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. To learn more about your hosts, Dr. Al Stone and Pastor Dan Wolven, you can visit us at timtalks.com. That's TIIM talks.com.